Today we bring to a close the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel with these three short parables drawn from ordinary life. The chapter lies at the very center of this Gospel, and it seems that we are being invited to be the scribes who draw out of our storeroom things both new and old. The new things are this brand new and magnificent vision that the kingdom of heaven is bringing. The old things are the wisdom of the centuries and the witness of the people of Israel and her stories and hopes. The way of the gospel is about planting the new deep down within the old and allowing the ancient wisdom to come to fresh and exciting expressions in the new. The shape of this gospel is meant to remind the careful reader of the first five books of the Bible, the Torah or the books of Moses. But the content of this gospel is new and explosive. There is a decision that has to be made urgently. It was fashionable then, as it remains fashionable now, to imagine that there were many pearls or many treasures that you could collect in the various religions that are on offer. No, says Jesus, there's only one pearl and one treasure, which is the gospel of the kingdom of God, which Jesus was declaring and living out. Besides all this, Jesus declares that the world is not just going around in circles, but it has a clear direction and is heading in a straight line towards its goal in the final judgment. It continues to move towards that glorious day when God will remake the whole world in truth and justice. These parables continue to challenge us to both understand them and to place them into action as the wise scribes that we are urged to be. We are called in our thinking, speaking, and living to be firmly rooted in the old and also the bearers of the fresh new work that God is doing. Today we are invited to carefully reflect upon our lives to make sure that the fruit of our lives is both old and new. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.